This week's price action has been all about that reflation trade. The Fed continues to communicate a message that is both supportive of stocks and bearish the U.S. dollar. And so stocks are tracking just off recent record highs, and the U.S. dollar is making multi-month lows against many currencies. But we're concerned the Fed is being way too dismissive of rising inflation risk and the prospect for a more difficult recovery ahead in the aftermath of the global pandemic. We also think that in the not-so-distant future, we are going to start hearing upgraded rhetoric from the other central banks expressing their dissatisfaction with the slide in the U.S. dollar and the negative impact it's having on their competitive trade advantage. And so all of this, along with a now technically oversold U.S. dollar, should be warning of the prospect for a reversal ahead, one that leads to a recovery in the buck and some downside pressure in stocks. We also think the Fed, again, is being far too dismissive when it comes to that topic of inflation. For years, we have heard warnings of the Fed that when inflation comes, it's going to be hard and fast. And now, all of a sudden, Jerome Powell is not worried about this being the case. It seems this is more because of the fact that the Fed chair doesn't have the luxury of showing discomfort with the situation and instead is just trying to react to what's in front of him while downplaying the risk that hasn't poked its head up just yet. But we do think things will get a lot more stressful when and if inflation does start to jump. We'll get to hear more from Fed officials today, and the market will also be digesting a batch of first-tier data out of the U.S. in the form of initial jobless claims, durable goods, GDP, and pending home sales. That's all for now.